The Madness Within by Steve Lyons, performed by John Banks. This is a world without a name. Until recently, it was thought a dead lump of rock, drifting on the edge of the Loci system. But life does endure here. A lost tribe of man huddling in storm-lashed caves. Theirs is a hostile world, each dark dawn heralding a renewed onslaught from the unremitting elements. Few crops can grow here, and electrical death strikes from the skies without warning. It takes a special kind of man to survive on this world, and life for these hardy few is a war without prospect of an end. This world is an ideal breeding ground. The monastery was over 6 decades old, ancient by the standards of this world, and its Scythian builders had long since been forgotten, as had the false gods to whom their great work had been dedicated. In 60 years more, doubtless, the monastery would be gone too. Already its stone walls had been worn smooth, its crenellations almost flattened, and yet still the rain continued to beat upon it, as if the world itself wanted rid of this unnatural growth on its skin. Cordoba tried to filter out the crashing of the storm. He listened for the more subtle sounds within, for the scraping of a claw against the flagstone, perhaps, or the guttural snarl of a predator anticipating his next kill. His weapons were at the ready. He was flanked by two of his battle brothers, one of them the decorated Sergeant Esteban. They were searching the shadows of the monastery's torchlit passageways, searching for a demon. It had been just 3 years since these three had come here, since they had staked their claim on this building, on this world. To the people of the caves, they were the Emperor's angels, armored heralds of a new and more powerful god. They called themselves the Crimson Fists. But only a few short hours earlier, they had numbered 4 more.